This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
I guess we all know by now that Louisiana has the highest incarceration rate in the nation.
And that's what prompted a new performance audit by the Louisiana Legislative Auditor, looking to figure out why. Karen LeBlanc with the auditor's office told a state Senate committee they examined data from the Department of Corrections for the years 2009 through 2015.
58% of individuals incarcerated during that time frame were incarcerated for nonviolent offenses. We identified about 8,800 offenders that had drug possession convictions only, and had we sent them to drug court, we found that we could have saved about $70 million.
Pete Adams with the District Attorneys Association says though they worked with the auditor compiling the info, they don't agree with every conclusion.
Drug courts, they're expensive, and they handle fewer people than the regular court. These numbers on savings, I think, are very optimistic and do not account for the cost of increasing local services, rehabilitation, and the costs that go along with this.
The report also points to mandatory minimum sentences, a lack of rehabilitation programs in some jails, and reincarceration for technical violations of parole as contributing factors. Senator Fred Mills then put LeBlanc on the spot.
I guess it's the question, I'm not sure if you want to answer it. But if you were a legislator next session and you could introduce one bill that would have a meaningful result, what would that bill be?
It's hard to select one. Reform generally has been a little bit piecemeal. We really need to look comprehensively at the whole system and reform it.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.